Hello, this is Brad Munson. I'm talking to you from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I am pleased to announce this first in a series of episodes. And today we're going to talk about the current situation with anarchy. And these are key words, by the way. Anarchy, medical advances, chaos, leadership, social progress, and velocity of communication, and civil rights. I want to tell you, we do have some missing variables in our conversations and debates, and we need to find the real deal. The relevant issues are tied together with those words I just mentioned above with technology. Changes will occur in this perfect storm. Virus tests are becoming normal, and our care workers and first responders are becoming overloaded. At the same time, protests are engulfing our major cities. They resemble islands of resistance. The gasoline on the presidential election creates a fire that will either burn parts of our democracy or institute a constitutional recreation of anarchy and ashes. Without proper leadership, we have no direction, and false maps that lose time, capital, and lives. Universal, cultural, and seamless solutions have ingredients of success that are found with the velocity of true communication and social progress. We must face the uncertainty that endeavors to protect the core of our liberty. There is a high risk that mail-in voting will pose components of voter fraud on a national level. On the other hand, we do not want to risk the health of voters who go into the voting box at various locations. While this is happening, the studies have shown that confusing results of the number of blacks being shot versus the number of whites being shot, and the COVID-19 virus has been shown to affect more blacks than whites. This information above are the catalysts that either disintegrate parts of our democracy or reconstruct our Constitution. The decisions to make are precarious and serious. It makes us think, where is our country going? We've never faced this kind of thing before, where we have the perfect storm. This is up to us, and I pray that we will make the right decisions. This is Brad Munson, and I'll be back with more thoughts on these subjects. Thank you very much for listening.